Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor, and Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. And we turn to California politics because it's extremely difficult for me from the East Coast to predict what happens next. For some time now, Gavin Newsom has known that the petition to recall him from the governorship was successful. But I puzzled, when was the vote going to happen? Apparently, nobody actually fixed a date. And they didn't fix it, and they didn't fix it. It became something that I stopped asking about. Now, with Jeff is here, I believe there's a date, Jeff, September 14th. And I tried to figure out why September 14th, why that day and not September 4th or November 12th. Or is there a holiday that's September 14th? I couldn't find one. It's the middle of September. I thought about it. Maybe it's the Ides of September. No, it's not the Ides of September. Is there some superstition? Perhaps an eclipse of the moon. Do you have an explanation for this?
To be honest with you, John, I have not been able to find a reason, a good reason why they're doing that. I know there's been all kinds of talk that this will allow certain programs to have kicked in, post-COVID programs. It'll get a lot more people excited about the money they're getting from the government, from the state government, from the governor, and farther enough away from being locked down that they'll kind of have forgotten about it. Also, you have to remember this is after summer. This will be after Labor Day, so all of those things will be in the rearview mirror. But why they want to have it on September 14th? I have not had a solid answer on that. I have heard lots of conjecture, but no solid reason.
The last time we attended to Gavin Newsom, he was pulling in a lot of money from the celebrity part of California. The moguls, but also the actors and actresses. The opposition to Gavin Newsom is so divided. I don't know. There's so many different candidates. I can't concentrate on them. So the puzzle here is, why is this going forward? I guess you can't call it off. And Gavin Newsom is using this as a way of a rallying cry. Is that what's happening for him? Is he getting more popular as the vote approaches?
He really is. It's interesting. He's getting more popular, of course, because he's handing out more money. And some of that has even been done in a lottery type setting when you were talking about the vaccine program. But, what has happened is it's lost a lot of the energy it had behind it. They got to the point where, hey, are we going to make it to the 1.5 million signatures we need? We got it. We got more than enough. And people were pretty excited about it. And then it was kind of, it's just this denouement thing. Nothing's happening. People are just kind of like, okay, well, we signed it. I guess it's over with. There's really not a lot of enthusiasm for it right now, especially as people are breaking out of the lockdown. People aren't as frustrated and angry as they were before. But what's interesting is I think that the Republicans could have very well handed Gavin something that he dreamed of all along, and that is making him a power broker, because he's going to have these probably tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars in contributions from all these Hollywood and tech bigwigs. And it'll be up to him to dole out as he sees fit. Now, he could spend all of it on his campaign, but that's doubtful. He's probably going to spend just a small fraction of it. The rest of it, he'll be able to give out to friends and, in their campaigns and other offices and other propositions. So he'll be a kind of guy where people will be coming to him asking for favors, handouts. And he'll start having the same kind of power that Nancy Pelosi has had. Now, I'm not going to say he's the same as Nancy Pelosi, but Nancy Pelosi gained her status, not because she's the great, compromiser or the great speaker or any of that. It's because she was able to raise more money than anybody else and dole it out. And she does it better than anybody else. And really, Gavin is starting to fall in her footsteps. He may be getting the biggest gift of all from the Republicans, an unintended one, but it looks like he's going to get it.
Gasoline taxes. Is Sacramento held responsible for your gasoline taxes? I believe you're paying now $75 a gallon. Is something maybe something under that. I might have the number wrong.
It feels like that. I filled up the tank in my Prius today, and I had to do a double take because I hadn't seen those kind of numbers since forever. I just thought, oh my gosh, it really is hitting harder than I remembered. And right now, California is paying north of $1.20 per gallon in taxes. So if you're paying, you know, $3 a gallon somewhere else in the U.S., we're going to be paying at least $4.20 for it, and quite often a lot more. And, you know, so we put in all kinds of fees and payouts and taxes that, you know, are supposed to take care of roads. We have pretty crummy roads often. We often do. But a lot of that money gets siphoned off for other programs. You know, people get upset about it. Again, this is a lot like the recall petition. They get pretty worked up and incensed around, you know, voting time or during the campaign. But once it kicks in, you don't see any revolts about it. People aren't really talking about it. They're not talking about how do we rescind this? How can I get somebody in office to fix this? They just kind of go, okay, well, another tax. That's California for you.
San Francisco. San Francisco right now has several officials. I recall we talked about them pre-pandemic. I don't recall their names, but they were significant officials in California who are standing on corruption charges, but they're still getting their pensions. Sounds to me like there's a loophole in Sacramento that needs to be closed. Or is this okay? They're innocent until proven guilty, and so they get their pensions.
It's interesting. Tonight's theme about California seems to be thinking about, you know, we're so outraged, but we'll deal with it another time because – again, this is something that comes up probably once a year or at least every election cycle, voting cycle, with California voters saying, you know, we're going to put an end to paying off these corrupt people. You know, if you do this, you shouldn't be allowed to get a pension. And then, you know, nothing happens and it goes away. So I predict the same thing will happen here. But, yes, people are pretty upset because this guy, whose name is Mohammed Nuru, that we have reported on before on the John Batchelor show, you know, he collects a nice little chunk in a pension. And he's not the only one. There are dozens, if not hundreds, of disgraced and ousted officials who are still raking it in.
Fireworks. It's July 4th. It's exciting. And in Los Angeles, they believe in explosive fireworks. Now, Jeff, I thought this was a send-up when I first heard about it, when you told me that the fireworks blew up. But they really did blow up. And who blew them up? Why?
It was a massive explosion, and it was captured by almost all the local TV stations here, so it's in living color. What had happened was we have a number of ongoing problems in Southern California in particular with illegal fireworks. A lot of them come from Mexico, some from China. And they've been working hard to break up these fireworks rings, these illegal fireworks rings, and they got one of these in Los Angeles the other day. And so the LAPD bomb squad showed up, and they have this trailer. It's $1 million trailer that's actually a containment vessel. And the idea is you put the fireworks or you put IEDs or whatever you find in the containment vessel, and if something goes off, it's supposed to contain it. That's why they call it a containment vessel. Well, they put these fireworks in there, or they started to, and for some reason they went off in a way nobody ever expected. Destroyed the trailer, sent 17 people to the hospital. I think it damaged, destroyed 10 houses or businesses in the area. It looked like a video you'd see from the explosions, you know, IEDs in Afghanistan or Iraq. It was that massive and, you know, things just flying everywhere, taking out a chunk of the neighborhood. And has a lot of people worried because we know this isn't the only collection of illegal fireworks in L.A. Not only are they worried about the explosive aspect, but they're worried about the fire, especially when things being so dry and hot right now.
So what? Let me make sure I understand this. They had the illegal fireworks. They took possession of them, and they were transporting them to some safe place? Is that what they were doing? Why were they in the truck?
Well, they hadn't transported them yet. In this instance, the plan was to put them in the containment chamber and then close it. It has like a, you know, ceiling bulkhead that's able to withstand the explosion. But in this case, it was either not closed correctly or so massive that they had, as the sheriff called it, a catastrophic failure. And I mean, when I say the word catastrophic failure, put in your mind what a catastrophic failure might look like. And that's what it was. This thing just ripped open and blew apart. And like I said, took out a chunk of the neighborhood.
All right. To be investigated. We go to the wildfires of the north. We talked about the lava fire and the salt fire. What's happened?
So those fires continue to burn out of control. There's just no way to get their arms around it, contain it, so to speak. So you have three fires in Northern California. They're threatening hundreds of structures. They've ravaged a number of homes up there, you know, it's probably a couple dozen now they're looking at. And the dry weather just continues to complicate the containment situation. Two of the fires, the salt fire, have destroyed more than a dozen homes between them. The salt fire, which is in the Lakehead area of Shasta County, that's north of Redding. It's up in the northernmost part of the state. It's burned more than 5,000 acres since starting on Wednesday. And as a matter of fact, it burned right through an entire neighborhood. It sounds like a repeat of the Redding fires a couple years ago, the Paradise fires. But what we're looking at is a fire right now that is probably going to grow much, much larger. I predicted that by the end of the weekend, we're probably going to be looking at least 10,000 acres. I'll be surprised if this fire stops at 30 or 40,000 acres. It's burning so big, so fast, and so hot. I just don't know how they're going to get the equipment and the people around it that they need there.
Is it raining in Southern California? Is it raining in San Francisco? Is it raining in the north? Is it raining anywhere, Jeff?
Not really. Nothing to speak of. You know, there are places that occasionally get a bit of a cooling down or a mist, but not enough to change, number one, the overall temperature wave that's been going through the west, or number two, to help with these fires. That's not going to help. What this is going to take is a major commitment of resources, probably a multi-state, multi-agency attack on these three fires, or else we're going to be looking at a major disaster.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.